Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Denmark and Scandinavia and Copenhagen.
And the world.
And the world.
And our minds.
And our minds.
And if you're in a pig pen. I don't know, guys. We're standing. I was like, I could say anything.
The person speaking now is Abby. The person speaking.
Nope. That was Owen.
No, the person speaking before was, speak now, Abby. Or forever hold your peace.
Shit.
That's Abby. She's American. I'm Irish and I'm Owen. And that's Marius and he's Danish.
Yeah, tack.
All right. So it's the money episode of Coming in Copenhagen where we talk about things, anything and all or whatever. And I want to bring something up.
Thank God. Finally, he's about to say it, Marius. He's about to say it.
We're all getting married. I was in Ireland not so long ago and I was talking about our overlords. And by overlords, of course, I'm referring to
Novo Nordisk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. The mega power that is Novo Nordisk.
Like, cigarette manufacturers. And like, that's weirdly close.
Yeah. You see, England's going to... never mind. We won't talk about that. But
wait, what?
Trying to ban cigarettes for people born in 2009, was it? Something like that?
Only for people to say...
from that age on,
I think
down.
Denmark did that here. Denmark already is phasing out tobacco for...
Yeah, that was some but kind of, I don't know if it was in...
New Zealand tried to do it and they've backtracked. Okay. I know that. Denmark might be trying, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I was in Ireland and I was talking about Novo Nordisk and I was like, so these guys are like worth billions and they've single-handedly brought up the GDP of a country and yada. And I was like, who are you talking about? I'm like, the weight loss guys. The
Wegovy and is the weight loss one. And the other one is called...
Is that an Ozempic?
Ozempic, yes.
And that's a diabetes medication. Yeah.
Same, right? Same medication, but one is like...
Lower dose.
Yeah.
And used to target people who are struggling with weight loss,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, and then they're like, oh, yeah, the celebrity weight loss drug thing. America is all over it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, it's Danish. And they're like, what? That's a Danish company? And I was thinking about it.
They didn't know.
They didn't know that Novo Nordisk... Novo Nordisk, mm-hmm. is a Danish company. Now, and we've, many a time, listeners will have heard us joke about our overlords or the owners or future bosses talking about this company because it's huge and it's going to be huger. I think we can be clear that we all want a slice of the Novo Nordisk pie.
Yeah.
Yeah? Abby, would you like a little slice of Novo Nordisk pie?
I wouldn't turn down. I might turn down... depending on the ethical whatever implications,
yeah.
If people were going to find out about it, but like
but
secret,
quietly off, yeah, just under the table,
under the books,
winking and nod, under the books,
put some whipped cream on the pie,
not even off the books, like beneath
under,
the books,
under the books,
yeah.
Okay, wait, I'm trying to find something right now because there's a podcast that is so good about that like describes Ozempic and Wegovy. That like we're always like on this podcast. This is what that does, and we don't really know. But there's a podcast I want to. You guys keep talking, and then I'm going to tell you at some point what you can listen to if you actually want to know what it does, and listen to the thing.
What do you mean about like the actual?
Yeah,
chemically?
And like Novo Nordisk, and like what that. Yeah, and like what it does.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I may need your attention for a minute though.
My attention.
Yeah, you're going to be a part of this.
Nobody can ask for that. That is something that is granted
if you
or
are
discarded
not a shiny ball.
Willy nilly. Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
If you're not feathers on the end of a string attached to a piece of stick, I cannot guarantee anything.
I have tried 4 decades to train this attention, and it just pops up where it wants to, like one of those weasels in that arcade game.
So I was thinking, because we are, I'm going to say, experts on the international community and how to communicate with such. In Denmark, we've been doing this for nigh on 6 years. Mm-hmm. We've talked about many things with many people. I think not only is Coping Copenhagen a podcast, but it's more of a think tank.
A think tank.
Tink, tink.
A tink tank.
And I was thinking, what would be a great way?
You
so what we
you
do?
Would
what
take
we
it
do?
Into Tink Tank?
Yeah, I was thinking into Tink Tank. I was in the Tink Tank tub, right?
I was thinking into Tink Tank tub. About tings.
About tings. I would have a tink in the Tink Tank tub.
For 10 days, I was tinking in the Tink Tank. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas? Tons! Tons of ideas in a Tink Tank tub.
I tink in the Tink Tank tub and I taw. I taw of a ting. And that ting is...
On the top of my head, I taw.
here's my idea.
Okay.
What? So first off, our position, there's going to be a new branch of Novo Nordisk, and it's going to be international recognition and adaption, right?
Okay.
Adaption/adoption.
Adoption.
Adoption and adoption.
You can adopt anyone from Novo Nordisk.
Internationally, yeah.
Okay.
And I was saying,
this is a real thing?
This is what we're going to create.
We're going to make
this. We're going to be a branch of Novo Nordisk, and we're going to be international recognition and adaption/adoption, right?
Okay.
Getting the company out there worldwide known, right? Mm. That is a Danish thing. So, because we have experience and we run the Tink Tank. and I was thinking one of the greatest ways to expand the knowledge of Danish culture and what it is to be in Denmark is Scandic Noir.
Scandic Noir.
Nordic Noir.
So in the Tink Tank.
In the Tink Tank.
You came up with Novo Nordisk Noir.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's my thought. We create, I'm guessing it's going to be for Netflix, maybe Amazon if we have to lowball it.
I think the onomatopoeia among us wants the what's it called? When the
Netflix
letters are
Novo
all the
Nordisk,
same? Yeah, I think it's got to be the Netflix.
I think so too. That's where I was going as well.
Where did onomatopoeia?
It's not onomatopoeia. Alliteration.
Yeah,
is the word I was looking for.
It would be like, yeah. like bumblebee, whatever.
That buzz. Sounded beautiful.
Buzz is the word, not bumblebee. Yeah. I was in the Tink Tank too long. It was very hot.
I might have talked too long in the Tink Tank.
10 degrees.
It's rare that something like this makes me laugh so hard that I don't insert myself. But I really like you guys doing the Tink Tank ting.
It's just lovely to
keep doing the Tink Tank ting.
So here's our first step. So we're going. This is a freebie for Novo Nordisk, right? We're just going to give this. We're going to come up with the pilot episode for the Novo Nordisk Noir.
Okay.
That we'll end up pitching to Netflix, of course.
Okay.
Because of onomatopoeia. And and once we come up with that...
That could be our production company, onomatopoeia.
That's great.
Yeah.
/ Copy in Copenhagen, onomatopoeia productions.
Yeah.
Love it. This is a freebie. We're giving this to you for free. So we're going to show you how we do it. We're going to workshop this very quickly.
Okay.
We're going to create a pilot, maybe pitch some ideas for a season. And then they'll have it. And they can contact us through copyincopenhagen@gmail.com.
I'm just... Okay. I get giving them a pilot because that's what the point of a pilot is, you know?
Yeah.
You give them something that they can look at, but we're not going to give them a whole fucking season.
No,
like,
we'll give you the, fair enough. That's true.
Yeah.
So we get the pilot.
A little teasers, some
we'll
teasers
have,
for the
yes.
rest
we'll
of the
have, season. For the Patreons, we'll have in this week, if in this month's episode when we record it, we'll also do a little thing of the arc of the first season of the Novo Nordisk Noir, okay?
Okay.
So if you really want to find out what happens in the story, become a Patreon, Copy in Copenhagen Patreon.
Okay. Exterior, Novo Nordisk.
Headquarters?
Headquarters.
Mm. Which is in, not Hellerup, it's in...
Klampo, sure.
Yeah.
No, it's not, but anyway. Yeah.
Somewhere there. Somewhere.
We better
up north.
So exterior building, foggy?
It's a little bit foggy.
It's a
very gray day.
Yeah.
It's a gray day.
Yeah. Great day.
So it's a Danish day.
Yes.
We see the building.
Mm.
We're zoomed in at one window.
I might put some music over this, actually.
Yeah.
In the window.
Yeah.
It just looks like a regular lab. We notice in the corner a gate cage, a cage door is open.
Abby, I'm just going to pause you there very quickly. if this involves a pig that moves to a city,
you know it didn't until now. But now,
so we got the cage in the corner.
Okay, the cage, the door is open. Yeah. The rest of the room looks unperturbed. We zoom out. We can see the whole building. We zoom out further. Mm-hmm. We see some sidewalk.
Yeah.
We zoom out further. Mm-hmm. We see some sidewalk. We mm-hmm. see the Novo Nordisk building. We're coming from that window. Now on the sidewalk
yeah.
is an emaciated dead monkey.
Okay.
A runner runs by mm-hmm. and goes, ah! mm-hmm. stops in their tracks.
Yeah.
Fumbles for their phone, which is in an armband because yep. they were
jogging.
Which
again with the Danish thing, so we've got to have like a jogger. Maybe no, it's not in the lakes. Can we for creative artistic reasons, can we put Novo Nordisk on the lakes of Copenhagen?
So, yeah. sure. So they bought the Chlamydia Castle.
Yes.
They
that's now
the Novo Nordisk yeah. headquarters. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Yeah.
That would never ever be a science building, guys. Come on. There's cages in there? No.
No. Mm.
Okay, all right, we'll keep thinking about it. We have to find, we have to have a location.
They've renovated it, because if you've been to Novo Nordisk, I've been to one of their big sites.
Oh?
And they have like a three,
so this
like
is
old
we have a consultant already.
Old farm inside. They sort of built to a, so they actually buy old buildings and turn them into sort of modern office facilities. All right,
but then the monkey, the lady's on the phone.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh, there's a.
Wait, Marius has to do it.
Nine. Oh, Dan Ebe.
In Abe.
Dan, dead Abe.
So are you? Wait, no. Are we?
It's a dead monkey. That's what it is.
No, I got it. I don't. I learned some. I got some thoughts in the think tank. I mean, okay. But Are you panicked? Are you?
Okay. Yeah.
And action.
Oh my god. Oh nej. Er det politiet?
Yeah.
Det godt.
What's your emergency?
Dan, dead Abe.
A dead monkey? No, what are you... So repeat what you're saying. We don't understand... You can't be saying a dead monkey.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Jeg siger, der er en død æbe. Og jeg meget forpustet.
Jeg meget forpustet.
It's out of breath.
So as this is being spoken, as this line is going, and the panic in the woman's voice is heard, yeah. and the monkeys are... We have a crane shot. The camera zooms going ahead, going up, and then it pans to Novo Nordisk sign over the Chlamydia Palace, the White Palace.
Yeah. Mm.
And then underneath that, it just says, like, it fades in like misty letters, noir. Because we're just calling it Novo Nordisk noir, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Noir. That's good. That's really good. Yeah. That's good opening.
Or is it just Novo Noir?
Okay, so
it's new noir.
New Novo, yeah, so Novo, and then the Nordisk fades to noir.
Oh, that's great because the first two letters can be used.
Yeah.
Nordisk to noir.
Yeah.
And actually there's an I in Nord. yeah, and writing then you itself. Just add the R. Oh my itself. God.
It's writing itself. So
Jesus.
Cut to
Nordic Nordisk.
Nordic Nordisk. Novo. No, okay,
I took it too far.
Cut to, all right, two questions. One question, two locations.
Okay, no. Stop.
No.
You're getting ahead of yourself. We have to do the opening credits. We have to decide what this is going to be like.
All right, okay.
We have to, so obviously, it's like the waves on the lakes.
Yeah.
We're at the lakes. Yeah, We're at the lakes in
splash,
Copenhagen.
Splash.
And then we see things under the water. Yeah. We see things under the water like that, like are like parts of the story. Like, you know, like
Oh, this is the intro.
Yeah, the injections that people take for what you call it.
Also, like hypodermic needles.
Needles, yeah. But with the, because it's branding as well. So we have what's the product? What's the Ozempic?
Ozempic.
We see Ozempic injections and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Then like we have like fade in, fade out of like a human skeleton, like as in like you know a X-ray, and then it fades in a monkey skeleton's a human skull and then a monkey skull and then like question mark over the monkey. Yeah.
Okay, well, for I guess this is like
there should also be a bicycle, just the,
leftover
bicycle.
Bicycles for sure. Okay, but
in the water or
in the water, but then suddenly you see somebody riding the bike, like a happy person.
It like fades into a happy one. Abby,
I'm just really curious about where you think it's going, because I think I know where it's going. I think I know where it's going.
Are you one of these people who sees the opening credits of the first episode and you're like, I know the killer?
Absolutely.
You think you know the killer already?
I mean, I don't know the killer, but I do know that Novo Nordisk has a problem with, like in the story.
Yeah.
This is tricky because we're also trying to get them to sponsor this, right?
Yeah. So we have to, this is,
in the story, they kind of have to be the bad guys.
And we have our moralities. We won't bend for any price. We do have a price though.
We do have a price.
Okay. That can be negotiated.
All right. My initial thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing animal testing.
Yes.
It's inhumane. Yeah.
Which is fact. They are doing animal testing. Yeah. We know that. Yeah. So.
But then they're trying to keep it quiet because
it was a monkey from the wild.
I remember that was
the whole thing.
Fucking yeah. Yeah.
It's a wild monkey.
Wild monkey. And this particular monkey had sign language.
It
was a clever monkey. And it was going to blow. It was a whistleblower. It was a whistleblower monkey.
It can both sign and blow whistles.
Yes, That's very talented monkey. Very talented. And it was also very thin.
Okay. Well, we know why it was thin.
Because it was being experimented on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. It
wasn't just coincidental. Every aspect of this pilot has been thought through. One statement that's made up on the spot in this show.
Okay, but it's missing some classic noir tropes, I feel like.
Sure,
okay.
No, but it's a cover-up. I mean, that's where we're going with this.
We need to introduce the detective, right? The female detective.
Yeah, with detective.
The sweater.
Actually,
with
Marius, it's going to be an excellent series, but we need to just rattle off a few things, Marius, quickly before we end the episode. What are the things we absolutely need in this series?
Okay, we need the female detective in a sweater.
Yeah.
We need somebody smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Going through a divorce.
Going through a divorce. Yes.
Sleeping in the car, working too hard.
This can all be the one character as well, by the way.
No. Because this is like...
if we want to be fast and cheap, we can do it all in the one character. But we have Novo Nordisk money, so we can have different characters for all of them.
No, this is a rugged Swedish man.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the one who's living in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again,
he's like divorced? He's like a father figure to the detective in the sweater.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because he had a bad relationship with his own daughter.
Yes.
And that's kind of a side story where they also eventually...
We find out later in the series, this is the one little hint I'll give, that the daughter works for a pharmaceutical company.
Yes.
Yeah. Unnamed pharma... If you want to find out more, Novo Nordisk, you know what to do.
Sweater detective.
Fuji.
Sweater detective, also single, but in a healthy divorce, co-parenting with a really good guy. A really good guy. They have a really great relationship.
Emotionally very grounded guy.
Grounded.
But he has
and worried
tattoos.
About her.
Worried about her.
He has tattoos.
Yeah.
So he's a bit wild too. He had his wild days, but he's always had his head.
Yeah.
He's always had his head.
And actually, he works for an advertising agency now. So, like, big...
Regular... Yeah. We have regular scenes in minimalistic Danish Scandic designed homes.
Yeah.
Breakfasts.
But weirdly...
Bedroom conversations.
She lives on a houseboat.
Yeah.
She does. Absolutely, she does.
Yeah.
Absolutely, she does.
And she does, like, a bit of rough sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
I just want to say that in Marius's face, I could tell he had imagined too much of it. Okay, I just like way too much of it. Like he, if he had said that a different way, I wouldn't have been.
There's
he just he like his body bent over. Like, he just was like, too, it was, wow, okay.
I have some drawings.
Yeah. Here's the, what you call it, the sketches and stuff. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I like that. What other things do we need to...
So these two, the Swedish, the older Swedish detective and the younger sweater detective, they like regularly sit on a bench that's at a park near a playground and watch over it while they have their meetings. And that's because they were partners on a case 7 years ago. This is when the marriage broke up, actually, between Sweater and advertising tattoo guy.
Oh, yes. Okay. They're not together anymore. Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
there was...
So I was just looking at her notes.
Kidnapping.
Back to page four. Yeah, okay, got it.
Kidnapping from this playground. They never...
An old case they never solved.
Yeah, they never solved it.
Yeah.
Same age as her child.
Yes.
With the other guy.
Sorry. Just a little
detail. It's still haunting
them. Little detail. The child was stolen while playing on the...
Slide.
Monkey bars.
Pretending to be a monkey on the slide.
Abby, that just makes no sense. It's the monkey bars. Obviously, it's the monkey bars.
The slide.
So we have Copenhagen Zoo, where there is a kind of an older, worn down, grumpy monkey who has sign language and knows all the goings on between the primate community in Copenhagen and Denmark. And they go, well, we have to find out what the monkey was going to say.
Yeah, okay, I thought we were bringing in the medium who could speak to dead monkeys. I think that's a stronger angle.
Oh my god! Do you know what actually happens?
Yeah. Okay.
No. They find footage of the security cameras in the building. They've cleared almost all of them, but the monkey has gone and found a place in the lab. Where it has gone in every room that it's a security camera.
Yes, and done a little bit of sign language.
Yes, done
they
some
take,
sign.
They take the that footage to Grumpy Monkey in Copenhagen Zoo.
And they've tried to scrub it all. They've tried to scrub all of the security but this fucking monkey.
Yeah.
every time it's in a new room of the building, signing to a camera, signing to a camera, finding the camera, signing to the camera.
Grumpy older monkey is a bit, he's jaded because he witnessed the giraffe being cut up. 10 years ago, Marius to the draft being cut up.
Marius.
So he doesn't trust humans anymore.
Mm.
He doesn't like to communicate because he used to communicate a lot with the draft, and he told the draft it was going to be okay. It's just going to be they're just going to show the students what you look like.
And it was really hard for the draft because giraffes only have hooves.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk back.
Very smart giraffe.
big tongues, just hooves.
What are you trying to say?
What's going on there? What's
just telling you about the anatomy of a giraffe.
All right, okay.
I learned it from watching one get dissected at the Copenhagen Zoo.
All right, we got quite a lot going on there now. So we need the cliffhanger at the end of the first episode. What's the cliffhanger at the end of the first episode?
Like, obviously, there's like one of the trusted characters.
Yeah.
Maybe it's advertising boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Turns out to be sort of...
Oh, on the take or something?
Yeah.
No,
that's so not Danish.
That's not Danish.
But we are also selling to the international community as well. So we have bracelet on murdered monkey, giving code and stuff like that. And then as jumper lady is collecting sun, is looking through files, and tattooed ex reliable ex sees said file and sees the photo of the bracelet.
Mm.
And he's like,
and the monkey sign.
Yeah. And in Danish, he would say, oh, what's that about?
Hvad er nu det for noget?
And then she would say,
oh, det er bare noget arbejde.
And then he'd say,
må jeg lige se det?
And then she'd go,
hvorfor skal du se det?
And then she has to leave, so she says,
jeg skal gå nu.
And then she gets up and walks away, and then he takes his phone out, and he says,
I found something. Jeg har fundet nu.
And that's the end of the pilot.
Okay.
There you go, Norvo. There you go. That's a freebie. That's on us.
That's on us.
You want the arc. You want the full story. You want Novo Nordisk on Netflix. Novo Nordisk Noir on Netflix. Contact us. copyandcopenhagen@gmail.com. If anybody else wants to get involved in the writing process, email us, copyingcopenhagen@gmail.com. Yeah. If you want to help fund us create more content like this.
Costume design,
yeah. Monkey mostly training.
Mostly we're looking for money here. Mostly money. What we're looking for here is money.
Yeah.
I would like a monkey trainer.
Copenhagen on Patreon for helping us. Until Friday.
Say.
Ping.
Cope.